Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Welcome back to Hacks and Hobbies, where we explore the intersections of passion, purpose, and profit. Today's guest is Sebastian Ezkategui, entrepreneur, speaker, and the founder of Stocks University. He's spoken at the United Nations, inspired thousands with his bold approach to financial education, and created a powerful pay-after-you-profit learning model. Now, if you've ever felt trapped by traditional paths or uncertain about how to build a life of purpose, this is the episode for you. Sebastian, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, it's great to be here. It truly is an honor. Thank you so much.
Absolutely appreciate it. You know, you've done some amazing things, and you're teaching financial education ways that, number one, it's not taught in regular schools, which is a shame, but I'm glad that you're creating something that's enabling people to learn. Now, talk to me. Let's start with your origin story. What moment changed everything for you?
Well, I suppose it was when my family moved here from Venezuela, looking for new opportunities, for prosperity, just any kind of individual success that they could find. And really, what they found was not the American dream that you hear so many people talk about. Mm. It was the same poverty, just at a different level. You know, they're working 12-hour shifts every day as I'm growing up, and have nothing to show for it. They had no properties, nothing really in their savings at any point. So what it felt more like than an American dream was an American trap. And from a very young age, I knew that I wanted more for myself and my family. So that's kind of what set me off on that journey of wanting to learn more, find more, and achieve more.
Dude, I love that, because it's those early moments in our lives that we realize, hey, they're working so hard. We move from this, you know, this Venezuela. We move from there to this, the land of the free. The you know, they've got the, they call it the American dream, but we're still working on it, working so hard, spending so much time, and nothing to show for it. And yeah, it changes. Yeah. It changes a person.
Yeah, exactly right. And it really is a tragedy that there's no doubt that there's plenty of opportunity in this country. There's so much. Yeah. The problem is, it's also, you know, the system that we have here, it's also a predatory system as far as what ends up happening to those who are not enlightened to the world of finance. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get eaten alive by debt, or put yourself in a situation that you're going to have to work for the rest of your life just to dig yourself out of, you know? Yeah. And because of that, I mean, you see two extremes in this country, extreme wealth and extreme poverty, all in the same place. It's incredible. Yeah. And you know, you read a book, I mean, I always keep it with me, like Rich Dad Poor Dad, and you find, you know, the rich get richer because they are in these conversations of finance, in these conversations of opportunity, while the poor lower classes are not. They never have it accessible to them, you know? So that was my purpose, was to change that, deliver that kind of enlightenment and information that I had to find myself the hard way onto people that were never in those conversations to begin with.
Man, that's so powerful. I'm going to pile. Sebastian, that's so powerful, man. Now, you've spoken at the United Nations, which is absolutely incredible. What message did you share, and what did the experience teach you about global purpose? And what's cool is that my kid's actually doing Model UN, and they just finished their whole session. So that's been like a totally eye-opening experience, because I've never experienced anything like that. I grew up in Saudi Arabia, so I had no idea of how this stuff's worked. But you have like first-hand experience on actually being at the UN.
Yeah, well, it was an incredible experience, really. And I was specifically at the Women's Conference of Beijing. And that's a really important one, because it's a whole seminar, a whole conference of all these people wanting to empower women to the opportunities of leadership. Because again, I mean, we have a world that is generally dominated by men, and that is something that has given us a lot of advantage in certain ways, but we've never really seen woman leadership on a global scale, and there's no way to know what that would look like. So I'll speak in there mostly because a lot of my clientele are women, specifically some older women, women of color. And those are some people that I love to empower because that's the exact kind of audience that I'm talking to you about. People that were never in these conversations of finance, people that were almost disqualified from the game before they even got a chance to try their hand at it. And it's not just women or upper or lower class question or a question of age. It's a question of, were you someone that was born into an environment of wealth or not? And the majority of us are not. But the blessing of this country is the ability to rip yourself out of your environment and achieve something greater than what you were born into. So that's the kind of stuff that I was speaking on at the United Nations was, how I particularly have helped people like that achieve that success. And what systems we should begin to implement on a global level to allow that for everyone.
Wow, that's so powerful because not only do we have the opportunities. Most people, because they are stuck in the system, they are around people that haven't seen those opportunities. You definitely need to basically uproot yourself and go to situations where you can actually, use or utilize and get benefits of those opportunities. And you're absolutely right. When you're born in wealth, children are learning such different lessons, just like the book that's right next to you, Rich Dad Poor Dad, or Think and Grow Rich. People who have gone through a certain experience, they're going to fill that in to the kids that are growing up in those environments. And that's why it's so hard to realize or even think about, they call it the echo chamber. When you're stuck in a certain echo chamber and all the people around you are the same, it's impossible. And I think there's really amazing that you shared that message to the UN and helping others through the program and the model that you've created. Now, help me break down the how Stocks University model works.
Right. Well, it to me, it was a passion project. And that's always been the case, even from the beginning. I had to go through the industry of finance myself the hard way when I was young. I started learning at the age of 14 about investments and short-term, long-term investments. And I had to deal with the whole, paying thousands of dollars for courses. And then you sit down, you attend it for like an hour, and then at the end of the course, the guy just says, "That was basic information. Now for the real course, pay another $2,000 for the next one." Yeah, and if it's not that, it's just some kid on YouTube with a rented car or, making videos and stuff, trying to say like, "Hey, look at my nice car. If you want to be like me," it sucks. The industry unfortunately sucks. So after I went through all the hardships and I learned and I taught myself to a high extent about trading and investing, and I mastered it, I had become a full-time trader by the age of 20. What I decided to do was I wanted to fix the industry. I wanted to never have people deal with that ever again because a lot of my clientele, even they come from a background of hurt or trauma when it comes to having to dealt with this industry. A lot of them say, "Yeah, I got scammed before," or "Yeah, I've lost money," or "I don't know where to start." And that's because of the gatekeeping that I just explained to you that you see everywhere in this industry. So what I did with Stocks Uni was I decided to implement a system where it's. And again, this is a show of faith because I'm so confident and everyone is able to at least, see results within the first month. I say, you don't got to pay until you see results. I don't want to be paid out of pocket, only ever out of profit for the education that I provide. That way, there's no excuse for anyone. It's accessible to absolutely everyone at every level to learn.
That's absolutely amazing. The model is absolutely disruptive. And what I love about it is, you've given your heart, you've put in your time into this because you want to help elevate and educate the people that are around you so that they can utilize the model, utilize the system that's in place to benefit them, to help elevate. There's a gentleman that I follow on Insta, Aristotle Investments, and he talks about the same thing. He's like, if you're not in the market, if you're not learning from the best, then you're just gambling.
Right.
Because you got to have the right type of education to be able to say, hey, this is what's going to work. This is what you got to watch for the signals and markets and whatnot. And yes, I've gone through those losses too, right? You invest in a company, you're hoping it's going to do really well, and you work for the company, and then somebody comes and then they pull the rug from under you, and now everybody's in the loss.
Right. Absolutely. Very common, especially in the world of crypto, though. Those rug pulls are very common in that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the reason, like I always say, it's so important to be enlightened. I only trade in big name companies because they have more consistency and predictability, you know. Apple, Nvidia, Rivian, Tesla, all these companies like to trade in because they're very easy to read a lot of the time. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if it's you have two options really in this industry, especially when wanting to learn about investing, which is essential because it's one of the most accessible and easiest ways to leverage money. Even if you don't have time, even if you're working a full-time job, you only have a couple hundred dollars to spare, you can start actively leveraging money with investing, which is why it's so powerful. Yeah. However, the option that people were left with, prior to what I wanted to do with Stocks Uni was you either try to do it all yourself, which you're going to lose. There's no way around it. You're going to take some big losses at some point, if not at every point. Or you try to learn from someone, but that's also nearly impossible to find the right environment, to find somewhere that you feel, safe. It's very difficult stuff. So it's no wonder that people have taken so many losses in their lives. And that's a statistic that I want to change.
I love that. Dude, what we're going to do, your model is so disruptive in the best way possible. And I'm just losing all my words because these people are driving me crazy. what's amazing is that it's not just about trading, right? You're talking about transformation. You're talking about a community that's helping you elevate the teacher that's coming in to work together to help you understand, and you don't have to pay till you make profit from the investments. So in the next episode, we're going to go much deeper and we're going to get more tactical. And how to multiply your resources, master your mind, and take smart, faith-driven action in your finances and your life. Sebastian, what's one insight listeners can look forward to in the next episode?
Well, the market is something that's generally not as difficult as it seems. The discipline part is, I would say, the hardest thing in the market. But what I can provide in the next episode, and I usually provide, and I don't have an issue because I don't gatekeep anything. I teach everything that I know to all of my clients and students. I'll be going over some big market hacks as to how to, on a statistical level, beat the market every step of the day, every step of the way also, so that even through losses, you're still profiting over time, no matter what happens.
I love that, man. Thank you so much, Sebastian. So guys, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss it. And if you're curious, check out Sebastian's work at stockuni.com. Until next time, keep hacking your way to freedom.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode on Hacks and Hobbies. We absolutely appreciate your contribution. You can find additional notes on hacksandhobbies.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and tell them what you learned about our guest today.